Thank you very much, Susan. Now, we had a dramatic weekend in the football semi-finals last week, but now it's hurling's turn, and Marty Morrissey is RTÉ Gaelic Games correspondent and is with us here in the studio. Marty, good to see you again.
Good morning, Claire. Delighted to be with you.
We're going to preview the two All-Ireland semi-finals tomorrow and Sunday, but we want to go back now to what happened last weekend, because the CCCC, believe, according to reports, have made some decisions, but there's nothing official yet.
There's nothing official. What happens is there is a due process here, and the CC, the Competitions Controls Committee, the Central Competition Controls Committee, it's a bit of a mouthful, have had several deliberations this week. They've now informed the Armagh and Galway County Boards and the players involved of proposed suspensions.
Mm-hmm.
No great information, and I'd say there'll be a hefty fine as well for both county boards, but no information coming through as of yet. There is then the process whereby they may want to appeal it, and then there's a hearing. So there are,
and those appeals stuff would need to happen pretty quickly, because there'll
absolutely
be people who perhaps will need to be on the pitch
on Saturday week against Derry. So Galway in particular will be anxious to get a hearing. Now, the hearing could well be happening tonight or tomorrow, from what I can gather. But so the decision has to be made. Armagh are not in that position, unfortunately, from their perspective, obviously. But I'm sure there'll be deliberations up in the Orchard County.
And what normally happens? Do we get to hear what the decision of the committee is before the appeals happen?
No, we don't. There is a kind of a strict code of confidentiality here. Now, it usually leaks out because somebody in the various counties speaks, but we usually don't hear anything until the final result, which means you have the appeals committee, then you have the hearing committee, and it could well go to the Disputes Resolution Authority, the DRA. So it's only then, when it's that decision, when it comes to that full stop, is the announcement made that Claire Byrne is suspended for 6 months, okay, 12 months, whatever it is, you know.
Well, all those steps, they were widely criticised in the wake of what happened.
Yeah, I think it's cumbersome. And there's also, as we said here on your show, that, you know, whether an email is sent or not sent, when you have those kind of minute stipulations and on that basis, technicality, that people get off, then it brings the whole process into disrepute, I suppose, is the phrase that might be used.
OK, well, we'll watch that one. But we're going to talk about these games now at the weekend, because we have Kilkenny versus Clare. That's 5:30 on Saturday.
Yes.
That's live on RT2 from 4:30. And then Limerick against Galway at 3:30 on Sunday, live on RT2 from 2:30. So we have to start again. Marty, sorry about this now, but
I know,
you know, you've just got such a successful county that we have to start with your own again. Up against Kilkenny. I was reading Joe Canning today, just really interesting to see what he has to say. He just refuses to write off Kilkenny, thinks they're really good as underdogs. They love people saying that they'll struggle against Clare.
I don't disagree with Joe, because I think everybody in Clare and around the country respects Kilkenny so much. They are the aristocrats. They are. And they have a manager who I think will be 68 in 11 days' time. I mean, his record is incredible. Brian,
these are all mind games, by the way, listeners.
Yeah, this is a whole part of psychology. Kilkenny are wonderful. Clare has no chance. It's like he's won 10 league, 18 Leinster and 11 All-Irelands, including 4 in a row. So, like, Clare will know what the opposition is like. They're not as good as they were when Henry, indeed, Shefflin was playing and company. But, you know, in players like TJ Reid, who I think is just, I just think he's brilliant, absolutely outstanding. I love him, see him playing. They have Hugh Lawler, Paddy Deegan, Owen Cody, Adrian Mullen. These are players that we got on any team in the country, never mind their own. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't think that they have fulfilled They struggled. They lost to Galway in that famous game in Pearse Stadium. They lost to Wexford, but at that stage they'd more or less qualified for the Leinster final. They were okay, knowing the potential that they have in the Leinster final, so against Galway. But they did enough to win. But I still think there's more in the tank. Mm-hmm. So I don't disagree with Joe.
And then from Clare's point of view, they've come through three really tough games. And there's two ways to look at that. You know, you've had your final, or you're geared up and you're ready to go, and you've put in the hard yards.
I think there's an awful lot of credit due to Brian Lohan and his management team. They have brought this team from having an ordinary league to producing the performances of the championship. They were brilliant, Clare, in the Munster championship. They were outstanding in the Munster final. And nobody will ever forget Tony Kelly's incredible equaliser. I mean, it was a game for the ages. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was such a privilege to be there. But Limerick obviously were outstanding and won the Munster title in extra time. But Clare were not good against Wexford, and there was deep concern because after, I think I used the analogy of, it was like a car with dirty petrol. They were stuttering against Wexford. And finally, in the last 10 minutes, they came good. And I think that has cleared them. I think, funny enough, Clare, there was a feeling in Clare that Croke Park suits the Banner County because of the open spaces. Mm-hmm. And when you have players like Shane O'Donnell and Tony Kelly and Peter Duggan, Ryan Taylor, I think, has been outstanding for Clare this year. When you have the open spaces at Croke Park, I think Clare will seriously challenge Kilkenny. And I think that they have... It's a funny thing, you know. It's the psychology, as you say. There would be huge respect. There'd be a great love for Kilkenny, but there wouldn't be a fear of Kilkenny.
That's really interesting, because I think that's a geographical thing. You know, when you're playing somebody from your own province, there's a rivalry there. There's legends about the team. You know, if we saw Kilkenny coming at us now, we'd be absolutely petrified.
Yeah.
But that's not there for Clare, is that what you're saying?
No, it's not. But if Clare are playing the Junior B team from Limerick, they say, sweet Lord above, we could lose to this crowd. But if you're playing Kilkenny, it's different.
Okay.
And I think they while they admire them and respect them, they also feel this is Kilkenny, this is Cody's team. So they I think they almost play above themselves because there is such a challenge. But there isn't a fear, if you know what I mean. Where playing Limerick or Tipperary, there's no fear, for instance, it's based to go on your geographical point. There's no fear for Clare playing Galway, although they're neighbours up the road, but they're from a different province.
It's so funny, isn't it?
It's just strange.
But Limerick, we need to do a study on this.
Yeah, Limerick and Tip, serious concern. And same with Clare footballers when they're playing Kerry. But yeah, Clare Kilkenny is 5:30 tomorrow, it's on the Sunday game. It's also on RT Radio, by the way. And we're looking forward to, I think, what will be it'll be another classic. The hurling this year has been outstanding, and there have been some individual displays that we'll remember long into the memory, like Tony Kelly's sideline cut to draw that equaliser. Some of TJ Reid's points and goals have been outstanding as well. So we're looking forward to it.
Something else Joe Canning said, controversially, I think, now.
Right.
He said, refereeing tends to be slightly different in semi-finals. The lads who referee the semi-finals probably know at that stage they're unlikely to get the final. So they often relax a bit. They let things go that they wouldn't usually. Now, this is from a man who's been there, right? They don't get hung up on technical fouls as much. And he goes on to say, as a result, the game opens up and the two teams play with greater freedom. Discuss.
I don't disagree with him.
Really?
I don't. I mean, the referee in the Munster hurling final was, in my opinion, outstanding. Because he let a lot go. And maybe a little bit too much. I know that in Croke Park they criticised him, but to me the Wicklow man did an outstanding job, and I think the hurling fraternity would love to see more of that freedom of expression, but maybe keeping it a little bit tighter, just a small bit more control. And I think in the semi-final, Joe is right, usually the people who get the semi-finals don't get the final, so this is their swan song for the year. So there might be a bit of a freedom to let things go. Now Croke Park will be annoyed for saying that, because they say the rules are the rules. But hurling is an expression that comes from the soul, it comes from the heart, and it is a physical game. There is a contact game, and there needs to be, just to allow things go. There was a, like, very, very few rows that we saw last week happen in hurling games. You know, they don't normally. And there's an odd old scuffle, and as we use the phrase, handbag stuff. But generally speaking, there isn't. So it takes a lot of respect for your, not alone for yourself, for your club and for your county, but also for your opponent.
Well, this is key. You want to see a free-flowing game with respect. You don't want to see
the
line being crossed. Yeah. What about Brian Cody? You know, if Kilkenny were to win...
Mm.
And if Galway, do you want to leave to now?
No. I mean, Brian Cody is an exceptional man and an exceptional manager, as I've given you very briefly his CV. I mean,
he's not going to go if he doesn't want to go. Let's
not
put it like
all.
That.
And nobody's going to push him. Not with that record. My God, he can keep going for as long as he wants. I think there's a feeling that at the end of the year he might go this year. But winning a Leinster Championship has taken any... there's no pressure. There's never any pressure on Brian Cody. He's just, as I said, outstanding. But I think winning the Leinster Championship shows that Kilkenny are still the masters in the province. But if they win and if Galway win, we have incredible scenarios here, Clare, for All-Ireland finals. Mm-hmm. Because if we have Kilkenny beating Clare tomorrow, if Galway shock the hurling world and they beat Limerick, we now have Brian Cody versus Henry Shefflin, part three.
I know. You'd pay to see it, wouldn't
you? And we're back to the handshake. Does it happen before the game? Does it happen after the game? Does it happen at halftime? When does it happen? Does it ever happen? Do they not talk? So that's that angle. If Clare Limerick get to the All-Ireland final, I'd say bring your helmet and gum shields, and 82,300 would be, you could be selling tickets for 1,000 because it'll just be mad. Clare Galway will probably be the quietest, actually, believe it or not. But if you have Limerick Kilkenny, then you have John Kiely. I know from Limerick players, they are so anxious to have a crack at Kilkenny, because in 2019 in the All-Ireland semi-final, Kilkenny, and I say this as a compliment, not alone hurled them out over the line, but they also horsed them out. And I mean that as a compliment, because I was doing sideline, Clare, and I was like, if you had loose teeth, if you had false teeth, they could easily fall out. They were bone crunchers. And when you're up close and personal, you say, oh my God, here's another collision, and boom, it happens. So Limerick want to have a crack at Kilkenny. There's no doubt about that. But they'd probably also like a crack at Clare.
Well, all the analysts say that they will. You know, that they're the favourites for that game. And everyone's asking, how will Henry Shefflin approach this? He has to do 15 on 15, man on man. It's the only way to do it.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that he will have learned a little bit from Clare and their performances in the Munster final. And if they do go long, then that puts pressure on the full back line. The Galway full back line have to be able to cope, which is Jack Grealish, I think, and Dahi Burke and Darren Morrissey. But Limerick also, I don't know for sure yet, but I know that Keane Lynch and Peter Casey were out injured. Not too sure if they'll be back. I think they will. That gives another string to their bow.
Yeah.
And like the beauty of All-Ireland champions, when you're playing All-Ireland, no matter what county it is, you look at what they have and you say, OK, well, if we mark Roald Hegarty, yeah, that's fine. But then we've Kyle Hayes, 6'7". And then we've Keane Lynch. And then we have Graham Mulcahy. Then we have Seamus Flanagan.
Giants,
and the list
yeah.
goes on. So it's. I think Galway have to go man to man, but if they have to tighten up that full back line considerably.
And they've nothing to lose. You can never write off a team with nothing to lose.
Absolutely
you know?
Not. And I know Galway football is a different area of Galway, because hurling in Galway is primarily in South Galway, Longort, St. Thomas's, New Inn area, Sarsfields, Loughrea, Ballinasloe. But it's amazing, like the Maroona, we're all from whatever county we're from. And when one part of your county does so well, like Galway footballers, it kind of lifts a little bit mm-hmm. and say, hey, they're in a semi-final, we're in a semi-final, they've done their bit, now we can do our bit today. So I think Galway, as you say, Clare, have absolutely nothing to lose, but I still would make Limerick the favourites.
They tell us we have to stop. Should we could keep going?
Oh, for God's sake, Clare. This is great crap.
Marty, thanks again for coming
in.
Marty Morrissey, lots of GAA on RT at the weekend. First match, Kilkenny Clare, throw in at 5:30. Coverage starts at 4:30. And Limerick Galway coverage from 2:30, all on RT2. We'll take a break.